The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Shift Podcast. We are part of the Transformation Talk Radio Network and the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, World's Best Influencers. I'm Trish Campbell, your co-host, along with my good friend Diane McClay. And we do have a special guest today, and I'll get to her introduction in a moment. Thank you for joining us for this next half an hour. We're continuing our conversation on reframing selfish, talking about boundaries, diving deeper, focusing on our needs, and we'll get to that. First, I want to open up our space like we always do by acknowledging the land on which we settle. And for myself, I will name the Mississauga of the Credit First Nations, the Haudenosaunee, the Huron-Wendat, and the Ojibwe Chippewa. And whether named or unnamed, we offer our gratitude and honor you for your stewardship and your connection, your modeling of that connection to the land, to our Mother Earth, providing us these opportunities that we have today. So thank you for that. And again, welcome into this show, continuing this conversation. We have a very special guest, and I'd like to introduce her to you now. Her name is Cornelia Stephanie. She is the founder of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. She is visionary of the new earth, community builder, spiritual mentor, entrepreneurial coach, expert in healing the emotional body. I can go on and on, but welcome Diane, welcome Cornelia. Thank you for contributing to this show today, Cornelia, and offering your wellspring of knowledge to this conversation. So welcome.
It's an honor, ladies. Hello.
Hello. You know, Cornelia, Trish and I, the Shift Podcast is about changing our perspective and recognizing our power to change. And the last couple of conversations that we have been having have centered around self-love. And last week, we actually dipped into setting boundaries. And what does that mean? And as we were talking, we realized that that's like a book in and of itself. And I know you and Trish were having an off-camera conversation about boundary setting, why it's important. So I'm wondering if you can start us off with just come into this conversation with some experiences that you've had about why boundary setting is important and how it serves our sovereign self.
I believe that setting boundaries is an act of self-love. Mm. It's an act of self-love. Yes. I mean, and that's what, you know, we're doing here in co-creating our heaven on earth, honoring the land, honoring each other, communicating what our boundaries are, you know, as we're growing into ourselves. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, it's difficult to talk about what our needs are and what our boundaries are if we haven't actively been checking in with our own internal self to find out what is it that you need right now. What is important to you right now? What is it that you need right now to make you feel safer, mm-hmm. to make you feel better, to make you feel more loved?
Right. I think I so agree with everything you said, and I do see it as an act of love. I've lived that, an act of self-love. I, you know, for so long didn't, and this is, I think, how we went down this path. We talked last time about how at one point, you know, I didn't even know how to express my needs, what my needs were. Diane and I talked about our childhoods in that conversation, and we can get to that too. But just, I think what ends up happening, and it's so important, the communication is the key word, but understanding it first. And so for myself, I really got that I was in this journey of self-love when I could understand what it was that I needed, because if we don't understand what we need, then how can we communicate it? And how can anybody else honor that or give that? And how can we do that for somebody else? It's so understanding, checking in with ourselves with what we need, and then allows us to be able to communicate that. But it opens the conversation for, instead of keeping that to ourselves and assuming that the other person knows, because a lot of times in close relationship, I think we think the other person knows us so well, so we forget to communicate. And then we just layer on the expectation, and that's where we get into trouble. So it's about identifying first. And part of that too is, not always doing everything for everybody else. And I think that's where we started this conversation about reframing selfish. So I don't know if you want to jump in here, Diane, if you have something to layer in.
Yeah, I mean, I think, it, like you said, identifying what your boundary is a good step. Mm-hmm. I think the first step, and for me personally, I think this works, and Cornelia, this is where I want you to chime in after me, is I think you have to identify, Trish, on our show last week, we talked about boundaries have two sides, right? When you put the no trespassing sign up, it's meant to keep people out of a property, but the property owner is putting the sign or the fence up to protect something of value, right? And I think we agreed on that. So I think the first step is you have to identify what it is that's valuable to you that you need to protect.
Exactly, yeah.
Cornelia, do you want to jump in on that? Am I right on that?
Yes. I think that's a beautiful way to describe it. What is it that you want to protect? Because you mentioned boundaries and protection, and that really is what a boundary is, protecting the self, right? Mm-hmm. It's protecting where you are right now and what your needs are. And like Trish said, we have to be able to communicate that, but we can't do any of these things if we don't consciously tune in to check in with ourselves. First of all, how we're feeling, mm-hmm. and actually even making the space to even say, this is what I need right now. Like, I need to put up that no trespassing sign. I need time to myself, and that is okay that I need this time to myself. And I need to be protected in this space without anybody else's input or influence, mm-hmm. that is going to come in where I might have to defend myself or something like that. You know, that's when you're putting up that sign, the no trespassing sign, that's where, because we're vulnerable. Mm-hmm. We're vulnerable. And, you know, nowadays, in anyone that is in the personal development field or in the spiritual development field, you know, learning to be vulnerable, this is a superpower, but it's also a very, you know, tough time to be in that superpower, to be vulnerable, because we have to be strong in that space, and we have to ask for what it is that we need clearly with boundaries and being able to communicate in ways that we never had before, mm-hmm. even though we might get rejected or even though, you know, something, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think what came up in conversation when we were talking about it was like our training as we were growing up, we're in this era of not having the modeling of asking for our needs and doing everything for everybody else first. And that, again, is the shift in perspective around selfish and protecting the love that we have for ourselves. When we protect the love and the self-care and everything we do for ourselves, that just benefits everybody else that we are in relationship with. And the communication of it, again, makes it more of a habit instead of just staying silent, not saying, making the assumption that the other person knows, you know, that is what gets us into trouble in our relationships. And I think the more that we individually take the time to first, you know, look inward and understand what our needs are, and then communicate them and be vulnerable in that communication, because it can lead to some defensiveness on the other side. But again, the more we do that, like the more we're able to acknowledge other people's needs too and ask, hey, what do you need right now? I mean, or how can I help you? Or what, you know, I think of when I'm sharing something with somebody and I tell them something that's going on, and immediately it's this, like, I have, the other person has to fix this. And sometimes it's just, we just need to be heard. So it's almost like stating that before you share something. Now, like, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I want to share something with you, but I really just need to be heard right now.
I think that's, can I chime in? I think this is a really good point that you're making. Like, and basically training your inner circle on how to hold space for you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, sometimes if a person triggers us, and the person that we're in relationship with, and we're triggered by that person, in order to get our needs met, we may not be able to get our needs met from the person that gave us the trigger, but we can get our needs met from a friend or someone else that would have the space to listen to you. Mm-hmm. And that person would also know, like you said, you're going to communicate that, is that I don't need you to solve my problems. I don't mm-hmm. need you to tell me how to fix it, because basically part of the expression of what it is that we really need, we just need to be heard in our injustice and whatever the rant is, whatever the wounding is, whatever mm-hmm. the energy is, we just need to be heard. And sometimes we just need another person to witness us in our discomfort, in our pain, just a listening ear, someone to hold that space for us. And when we can train the people that we have close inner relations with, then we're teaching them how to hold space for us. And then we can also offer that to them when they need it. And really, mm-hmm. isn't that lovely? And it really starts in the inner circle. It starts in our inner circle, because in the outside world, we're not going to get the softness that we need, because we'll get projection, we'll mm-hmm. get egos, we'll get all kinds of other things. So I really find that is the perfect way to communicate to your inner circle on how to hold space, on setting healthy boundaries when we need them, and being able to articulate what our needs are. But we have to make room and time for it.
I have a couple thoughts to redress that, if I can.
Yeah.
Dr. Henry Cloud is the author of the book Boundaries: When to Say Yes, How to Say No, and Take Control of Your Life. And one of his quotes is, you get what you tolerate. Think about that for a minute. You get what you tolerate. Mm-hmm. And in my world, Cornelia, you and I have had this conversation where we are always teaching other people around us how we expect to be treated. Mm-hmm. An example would be, if you tolerate someone interrupting you, you're teaching them that it's okay for them to interrupt you, right? If someone pops in on you at dinner time and you say, oh, it's no big deal, I'll just heat it up later, you're teaching them that it's okay for them to interrupt your dinner time. And so I think it's the two different sides of the same coin. You get what you tolerate. But one of my favorite quotes is, silence is assent, A-S-S-E-N-T. Mm. And that means basically the failure to address something. If you do something that bothers me, let's just say you drop the F-bomb in my presence, And that really bothers me, but I fail to communicate that to you, and I fail to ask you to change your language, I am teaching you that that language is okay to use around me.
Right.
So the thing that I think is also important here is, not only do we have to communicate, but we have to do it consistently, and we have to do it clearly. But I also think we have to have, we have to sort of practice this new language that we're using. And my suggestion would be, is role model it, role play it with somebody who is in your inner circle, who can give you that softness, because we're asking people to use language that they haven't used before. And if we only think about it in our mind and we don't actually use our voice and our soul and our energy to express it, it's not going to come out the way we need it to. And we will end up tolerating less than what we deserve.
Right. Yeah. And I think that, I mean, everything you guys are saying is so resonant, and it goes back to, I mean, we already said it multiple times already, communication, but like not. So I think you said it, Cornelia, we can't look to the outer world for this. We need to look at our inner circle, and it's like, it starts with us first. So our inner circle of one, and taking the initiative to do that work with ourselves. And it goes back to, you know, our original healing work and why we're even doing this. And so there's so many layers to the boundaries, what we're protecting, the boundaries, how we're communicating, everything that we are protecting around the work and the healing we are doing of healing those wounds, because yes, we're not going to get, we're going to get projection and defensiveness when we're interacting with somebody who hasn't been in that space. So there's so many things to consider around, operating with this new way and this, like, practicing this language and practicing communicating with our inner circle, and letting go of the old habits of assumption and expectation and all of these things that build resentment within us, and the old way of being.
Yeah.
And now this new way of being and practicing that. So,
well, you know, there's a couple things that you both said that I'd like to speak to. One, I always say this, that you can't, another person can't give you something that they personally haven't given to themselves yet first.
So can you say that again, just one more time for our listeners, because that's powerful.
Another person can't give you something that they haven't given to themselves yet first. Mm-hmm. So if they are still speaking to themselves in a passive-aggressive way, and then you're having a relationship, you're relating with them, and then you can't tolerate that tone, that passive aggressive tone, but they're talking to themselves, and that's all happening, but you're recognizing it in the relationship. Mm-hmm. But now you're going to put up the sign, the boundary, and you're going to say, I don't like how this is being communicated to me. I have a no tolerance zone for the way that I'm being treated and talked to in my close relationships. And so I'm going to put the boundary up. I don't know if you're aware of this behavior, but this is what I'm communicating here. And I'm putting up a boundary, and I'd like to just see if we can, have some presence and some awareness there. That when it's like that, things can get really tricky, really quickly. But that's the time when we really need to, because basically what you're doing is you're teaching how you're informing the energy. And if you approach everything from an energetic standpoint, not per se of you're doing this, but we're talking about the energy here. Mm-hmm. This is a boundary for me. This is important to me. And I want to be honored here. And I'm about honoring. I'm not about passive aggressive behavior in that way, and I don't like to be talked to that way. That's okay to communicate it in that way and to throw up that boundary. So when that then becomes the new way of what it gets communicated, now that person can sit and look at, oh, maybe I do talk to myself in that behavior and in that tone. And that's why that person hasn't been able to give that to you, because they haven't given it to themselves first. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is why I love you. And this is why I love being a part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. And seriously, it sounds very high level for us to say that we believe we're the world's best. But in this moment, I've heard you say this before, but the way you're saying it to me now, I literally can identify somebody in my life that I haven't done that with. I thought I've evolved. I thought I've been able to start creating the boundaries around me, but you remind me that it's constant work, that we always have to be diligent and vigilant. But this is what I love, because in real time, I have real time awareness about something, a different way that I can say something to somebody in my life. And even if that other person doesn't change, what changes energetically is I have set the boundary and I've asked for something different. Now, it's dicey whether you don't say anything and you're in internal turmoil, or you can deal with the dicey out in the open. And now that if somebody reacts in a negative way, now we have something that we can actually work with. We have a pile of clay that hopefully we can mold. But Cornelia, I just want to say thank you, because I feel like I just got a gift to really look at some of the relationships I have in my life and start having the courage to speak up for what I need, even though it might mean that I disappoint somebody else while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. I want to jump in here because I echo that too. But the concept of this being energetic and how you said, Diane, that once you set that boundary and speak to it, it kind of shifts the momentum. It shifts the momentum in your body. And that's like another reason why we have you on here to talk about, you know, our emotions in our body and how they impact us. So it is true. When we do speak that and practice that, and we continue to, as uncomfortable as it is sometimes, that is chemically changing our body in some way and raising our vibration and raising us, opening us up to more healing. And not only that, this is how when I heal, you heal, we heal. We are like, again, maybe that person won't see it in that moment, but maybe down the road, they'll reflect and say, hey, that triggered me. Where, you know, why did that trigger me? I don't like it when I speak that way to somebody. And I do speak that way to myself a lot. So I want to change that. And so I think that is like why we're having these conversations too.
And we can't change something that we don't acknowledge. Number one, we can't change something we don't acknowledge. And then the other thing is, I look at it like this. Listen, guys, if we can't do it in our inner circle, what in the heck do we think it can happen out in the world? Because in the inner circle, we've got the wisdom, not weapons. Mm-hmm. We've got the wisdom. We've got the hearts. We've got the ways. We've got the tools. But if we can't live our tools in our inner circle and we can't find a way to communicate our boundaries with love when our boundaries are not met and there's things that are happening that we can't tolerate, if we can't do it in the inner circle, what makes us think that we can mm-hmm. do it out in the world? And that's why our world is still in the state that it is today, simply because many of us have still not, you know, mastered this within our inner circles. And I feel like right. The more our inner circles, us, it starts with one, and then that gets extended to the oneness that we all are. Because mm-hmm. we are all one. We're all interconnected yeah. with each other.
I want to tag on that to the listeners right now. Think about something. Maybe you woke up and you say, man, I wish this thing would change. And just think about that for a minute. Sit with that energy of that thing, that mm-hmm. maybe that conversation with that person that you wished had gone a different way. Right. And now think about who is in your inner circle. Do you really actually have people that you can try this with and that it will be not weapons, but words. Mm. If you don't have the safety of an inner circle, there's two things I want to offer. One, find it, create it, or go get it, right? And two, that's what the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, all of our experts in this group, we offer non-judgment. We offer different options. We offer a way to be in tune with these things. We can be guides. We have everything that you, the listener, is experiencing right now, and you think you're alone. You're not, because at least one of our experts in our group has actually experienced probably the exact same thing or something very close. But as coaches, as healers, as people who function at a higher level, it is our calling to help people create that sense of safety and that sense of confidence with an inner circle. We can be your inner circle if you need practice with some of these steps that we're talking about today. And you can find us eventually. We're gonna have an app, and it's in the demonstration phase right now. We're testing it, but there's gonna be an easy one-stop shop way that you can get a hold of any of this. And honestly, Trish and Cornelia, I think we need to be putting self-love and boundaries and some of these tips and stuff in that app so it's easily accessible for people. That's what I have to say about that. Like, we are here for you.
I agree. So many mic drop moments in this conversation. And I feel like we can continue this, continue talking about this, because I think it's so important. And just like starting with ourselves and expanding and practicing that language in the new way of being. So I just want to say, I know we don't have a lot of time left. So I so appreciate, and I know Diane does too, that you joined us today for this conversation, Cornelia. We're so blessed to have you. And if anyone wants to get in touch with you, do you want to share how they can do that?
they can check me out on Facebook, Cornelia Stephanie Facebook, or you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com.
Okay.
And Cornelia, parting words, like last piece of wisdom to our listening audience and our viewing audience before we close out.
Two questions. If you were to ask your inner self, what does she really need? What does he really need? Identify what that is and communicate that. Mm. That's the one question. And then the other question is, do you believe that life supports you? Mm. And whatever the answer is, if there's a disconnect, know that that disconnect is there so that you can connect deeper.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that.
I'm blown
Diane,
away.
Diane, you want to close us out or? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just blown away. I wanted that those questions just sort of resonate just for a little bit to just hang in the universe. And really, as we continue this conversation about boundaries, because I think we will. Cornelia, will you come back? Will you impart some of your wisdom to us and to the rest of our audience?
I would love it.
Awesome. Well, I'm Diane McClay, your co-host with Trish Campbell, and our special guest, Cornelia Stephanie, who is a guiding light to many people in the world. She holds her torch high, not only so that she can see where she's going, but so that other people can walk into the light as well. We're on Transformation Talk Radio. Remember that this is The Shift, and it starts with us. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for listening to The Shift Podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on The Shift Podcast. The first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.